Are you ready?
Massacre.
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 Don't you love it?
Like sands through the hourglass, this is Massacre Radio. On this, I had it written down here, the 35th episode. I tell you, these episodes are flying by faster than a Randy Johnson slider. How about that? A little sports reference for you. Anyway, I'm your host, Members Only Dave, and on today's episode, I'm joined by my guest, Creston Brown. And if that name sounds familiar to you, then you must know this guy in real life, because Creston is a young mover and shaker, event planner type. He has a lot to say, a lot of interesting things to say about his generation, what they're all about. It's always good to consider the youth of the nation and understand where they're coming from, you know, because they're going to be the ones that shape this nation from here on out. And we'll get into all that and more coming up after this. Hey, no flipping. Come on!
You're listening to Massacre Radio.
In the year 2051, a new higher power has taken order as man struggles to maintain its reign at the top of the food chain in the face of a newly resurrected evil.
You mean to tell me we've got dinosaurs out there running amok on our streets?
Yes, that is correct, sir.
So tell me, why are they wearing zoot suits, sporting fedoras, and muscling Tommy guns? What the hell is this?
They're mafia dinosaurs, sir. On the streets of Youngstown, Ohio, extinction has turned into an all-out genocide against mankind. Mafia dinosaurs. In this town, the mob rules. WKMA Cleveland.
Whoa! This is Radio Land, huh?
An HD2 station.
I know what you're thinking. This is weird, huh? But I can handle it.
Massacre Radio.
Well, how about this? The Massacre Radio hotline is lighting up, and although I don't normally take cold calls on the show, I believe, according to the time, this is my guest. So, hello, hi, you are on Massacre Radio.
Hello.
Yes, of course, my guest today on Massacre Radio is none other than creative designer, Creston Brown, joining me now on the Massacre Radio hotline all the way from Southern California. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me. How's things in SoCal, Creston?
Oh, my God. Beautiful out here, man. Beautiful. Good to be calling in. First-time listener, first-time caller. Don't know much about the station, but I'm a big fan of who's running it. That's all I got to say.
Well, I appreciate that, Creston. And, you know, that reminds me, how do you feel about the nickname SoCal anyway, you know, for that region? Does it annoy you when Yankees like myself refer to it as such, or would you say you're indifferent to it all, Creston?
I think the whole label SoCal, you know, if you were to break it down and say SoCal, So California, I really believe that gives the whole area such an egotistical, like, it just makes everyone that lives here think, oh, this is California because of Los Angeles. The capital of the state isn't even here. I've lived everywhere in Southern California. San Diego, I've lived in Orange County, I've lived in Los Angeles. I haven't lived in Ventura because those assholes like to pretend they live in Northern California. Where are you based at?
This radio program is actually located and centralized in Cleveland, Ohio, America's North Coast. Am I right?
Oh, my God. You ever see that video? It's the guy, he's like, fun times in Cleveland. Yes!
Yeah, he's actually on TV here locally doing bits on the news and stuff. He's a great guy, so shout out to Mike Polk Jr. It's cool that you even remember that video. I know you're, 24 years old, and we'll get to that, but that video was, 12 years old by now or so.
Really? Local affiliate guy. It feels like that's just he made a parody video and parodied his way into becoming a local affiliate news person.
Anyway, enough about the local news anchors. Let's go ahead and get into it, Creston. We actually have you on for a reason, Creston. You're a younger guy. Like I mentioned, you're 24. You're kind of an up-and-coming mover and shaker, so to speak. And, you know, I don't want to come off as ageist or anything, but I think this would be a good opportunity for the show to get some valuable feedback with the program. So, Creston, I ask you, since I know a lot of the younger generation is listening to music on their MP3 players and their iPod Nanos instead of the radio, what, in your estimation, do radio stations need to do in order to gain back some of that listenership within the younger demographic? What are some things that really excite them?
I think interviewing people like myself that are trying to, you know, be the new, the up and coming, you know, organizers and cultural figures of their respective regions, I feel like interviews like this are great. You know, I really encourage that. Interviews like this are absolutely fantastic. But I feel like the big thing that people want to do is call into somewhere. I feel like the whole idea of call-ins is like lost to time here. You know, these Twitch chats, these kids, they love bombing streams. You ever seen stream bombing? You know what that is? When someone's playing a video game on a live stream, someone comes up, voice chat's enabled, and they're like, hey, you know, fuck you, or something like that. Who's doing that? But yeah, I feel like having call-ins, having stuff like that. I mean, those are the best parts of the old radio shows that used to be so popular. Opie and Anthony, Howard Stern, you had call-in. You know, I tried to call in to C-SPAN and, you know, do a little prank on there, but it's just like, it's just completely computerized and regimented. There's no point to it anymore. Cars with the computerization of everything, the UI and all that shit, the touch screens, it de-incentivizes radio too. It feels like all these people driving Teslas just want to listen to podcasts or, listen, man, there's a clear difference between podcasts and radio, and it feels like not a lot of people, or not really enough people, are talking about this. A podcast is like a date between two guys. Listen to Joe Rogan. He's just going on a date with a guy.
And that's one to grow on. Now, let's stay focused here. You know, the fact that you're 24 isn't the most interesting thing in the world per se, and I don't want to focus on it too much here, Creston, but what's one thing you would say about your generation, you know, your demographic, that the millennials, the Gen Xers, or even the baby boomers get wrong about you? I can't help but feel like because of the news and social media, there are a lot of preconceived notions out there about the youth of the nation. And is there anything you'd like to say to dispel those rumors, Creston?
Oh my God. You know, I was having a conversation with someone last night about just, what was it? It was really stupid. Shane Gillis. Shane Gillis is the new guy that's coming up. He's the new, like, comedian guy. He's supposed to be, this guy's like millennial Gen Z cusp. Like, he's sort of on the come up here, like Matt Rife, any of these guys. You know, it's all the same shit. It's been the same shit. It always will be the same shit. There's the same people everywhere. I think that people are getting more perverted and insane now due to, you know, social media and computers and COVID and all this stuff. You know, the social isolation is driving people crazy. But people have always been the way they are. I feel like people have always been dumb. There's the same amount of dumb people, always, every single generation. I'm just saying, if you have this idea about any generation being different than a previous generation, just reexamine the times when you were my age. Think about the group of people that you were around, the mass of people that you were a part of, your own generation at that time.
Creston Brown is my guest today. He's a 24-year-old boss, kind of younger, up-and-coming mover and shaker. You know, we have you on the show for a reason, and I was looking here in my research packet. It says here you work in creative production. So, Creston, for the good folks at home listening to this fine, fine radio program all across the nation, just kind of break it down. What it is you'd say you do with the whole creative production thing? What does that really mean?
I actually labeled myself that as a joke, sort of. I actually started running into people on social media who had labeled themselves as creative producers. What the hell is a creative producer? You know, you're creatively signing people up for a thing that'll pay them $500.
Right.
Are you creative drafting a contract? You're creatively creating a spreadsheet, you know, and budgeting. Doesn't mean anything. I'd say what I do specifically is work with my friends on cool shit. And myself, I screen my friends. Cool shit. That's what I'm on here to promote is my screening Presidium Overactive. This one's called Dinner in a Show, and it's going to be March 16th. It's going to be this Saturday in Los Angeles. 227.
Wait, hang on. Hold your horses. I want to stop you right there because we'll get back to the event in just a second here. But speaking of events, I noticed a photo on your Instagram page where you were wearing a vest in a DJ booth behind some Pioneer CDJs, you know, like the top-of-the-line DJ equipment. Are you nice like that on the decks, or were you just keeping an eye on the equipment while the DJ was in the restroom?
Listen, man, those things, I have no idea what's going on. I mean, I feel like I could maybe get in there and adjust the volume or something like that, but most of the time, it's just, I just let them do their thing. I was telling, I think in that picture right there, I was telling them that we were going to switch someone over or something like that, you know, because it was, we were doing the DJs after the movies. This time, I just kind of just said, you know, no DJs and decided to go for some live music, but I don't DJ.
Well, for what it's worth, you certainly had me convinced. I mean, I don't know if it was the vest or what, the camel pants, but it definitely seemed like you knew what you were doing around the decks. Now, Creston, seeing as how you are a younger gentleman, I'm sure you still fancy a party, and I don't know if you saw this recently, but for spring break, Miami Beach is telling spring breakers to go kick rocks and don't even bother showing up because they've had enough of their hijinks. Listen to this.
You can expect things like curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access,
DUI checkpoints, $100 parking, and strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence.
Did you hear that, Creston? DUI checkpoints. That is some bullshit. Now, the question here is, for SoCal, if you were going to put together an ad campaign on attracting spring breakers to the SoCal area, what do you think you'd say, or what would some of the more enticing selling points be that you'd focus on?
You know what I'd say? I'd say come here, stay for as long as you want. You got streets that are just ready to be tented up. You just park your asses down there for however long, a semester. Stay here for a year. That's the best part of it, spring break. It never ends. If you go to Venice Beach, it's always spring break. You're always going to see someone smoking crack. Come here, you know?
You're listening to Massacre Radio on WKMA Cleveland and HD2 Station. I, of course, am your host, Members Only Dave, and you're listening to Massacre Radio, where my guest today is Creston Brown. He's into creative production, whatever that means. And so far, we've discussed the Big Lebowski, our favorite malt beverages, and lucky lotto numbers. Now, Creston, I want to get back to your website, CrestonVideo.com. I was on there, I was clicking through and doing some doom scrolling, and I did notice that there was some online ceramic stuff on there. Now, tell the good folks at home about your relationship with online ceramics and what they do, because I know for at least myself anyway, I have, count them, one online ceramics t-shirt that's pretty sick. I used it as a nut rag, but go ahead and tell the folks about it.
Oh man, cool man. Yeah, you did your research. So last year I I was working at this place, this gas media group, this company that was just, you know, making YouTube content that wasn't doing too well. They ended up going under pretty much overnight. So I was kind of out of job, and I ended up hitting up a buddy of mine, Alex, who's the founder and current kind of like CEO of Online Ceramics, mm-hmm. I guess. He's a founder of the company, the head honcho there. And I told him my situation. He's like, man, like, come on, just, you know, work for me. So I ended up going over there, and shoot, it was just like summer camp. Like every single day it was, you know, either tie dyeing or just, you know, working on this project for the office or working on a project for like a design or a shirt or something like that. It was just so much fun. I immensely enjoyed my time working over there.
Now, this is interesting because I also know you did some work with Hyundai, or is it Hyundai? How do they pronounce it in the boardroom meetings over there? Is it Hyundai or Hyundai, Creston? Hyundai or Hyundai?
Oh, Hyundai. Oh my gosh, that was so much. That was a weird job. I don't even know how I got that. Like, I got recommended this gig, but I ended up working for this like company that was just doing tutorials for the Hyundai Genesis, this incredible car. You know, this one specifically had the amenities that I just kind of liked. It had this feature where if you drive it for a certain amount of time, it massages your ass.
Hey, now you're speaking my language. All right. You were talking about the whole event thing that you like to do. Tell us again when the next one is coming up and what it's all about.
You know, once again, dinner and a show, Presidium Overactive dinner and a show. It is going to be on the 16th. That's this Saturday at 227 North Avenue 55 in Los Angeles, California. It is the old Veterans Hall up there. It is going to be quite the spectacle. We have some incredible, incredible films by some incredible filmmakers. There's going to be some booze there. There's going to be some dinner there. I do promise there's going to be some food. Mm. All right. All it is, $20 at the door, you're going to get food. You're going to get movies. You're going to get drinks. It's going to be incredible. There's going to be tons of chicks there dressed nicely, okay? We're dressing like shit. We're going to kick you out. There's going to be nice women there. Please come.
Oh, I almost forgot. There's a little note here in my research packet that says, hey, look at this. You did an event with Vincent Gallo, the Buffalo 66 dude. That had to be pretty heady, right? I mean, how did that all go down? What was he like?
Oh, my goodness. I got to say, one of the more polite people, absolutely just stellar, so professional. And, you know, we were selling tickets for a lot of money. I think it was $60 or $70, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of, it was considerable penny, you know, but, and we were all like concerned that he would just, you know, see it as just like, oh, like, I'm just going to do a small Q&A afterwards. That guy stuck around for 3-4 hours after the movie screen and answered every single question. I think the first time he asked for questions, he had to wait for someone to raise their hand. And it was just from there, like, oh my gosh. And the way he would answer questions, he would go in for 10 minutes on someone. It was just completely like, I've never seen anything like it. And then after that, he stayed for another 2 hours shaking everyone's hands. We were there till like 4 a.m. He was giving people his email address. That guy, nothing but great things to say about that dude.
Creston, I mentioned your website, CrestonVideo.com. Lots of good stuff to check out there. But where else can the people find you on social media?
So on Instagram, you know, it's my main social media there. It's Creston with 3 N's, C-R-E-S-T-O-N. A couple more N's at the end there, 3 N's, Creston. And Presidium.onl is my event Instagram at here. That is Presidium, P-R-E-S-I-D-I-U-M.onl. On Instagram there.
Creston Brown has been my guest today, the creative designer himself. Thank you for your time today, Creston, and all the best to you in the future. Look forward to doing it again sometime, should you find yourself in Cleveland or otherwise.
Shouts out to Massacre. Shouts out to you. You guys, I'm loving what you're doing here. Thank you so much for this interview. I mean, dude.
Massacre. Hey, thanks again to my guest today, Creston Brown. What a great guy. Great talking to him. I mean, that guy gets it. Anyone who mentions Massacre Radio in the same breath as Howard Stern and Opie and Anthony are big-brained all the way, so thank you for that. Anyway, that about does it for this installment of Massacre Radio. Episode 36 is a knock-in, and I think it's coming in. Be sure to wipe your shoes at the door. As always, I've been your host, Members Only Dave, and I'll talk at you next week.
Listen, my name is David, and I look forward to speaking with you. Take care.